Welcome to the Fuller Money Audio Commentary. This is David Fuller on Wednesday, the 30th of June, recording at 4:47 p.m. British Standard Time. Now, this is the big picture long-term outlook audio for the week. Now, normally that's on Friday, but as I mentioned yesterday and on the website here today, I will be away from the office tomorrow and Friday only, and therefore I'll get in this bigger big picture audio today. Now, Owen Tracy, the forum editor, will be updating the site while I am away, and there are certain to be some very interesting reports there for you. Okay, where do we go? Well, as I've been mentioning, we've seen a bit of a revival of animal spirits here in stock markets. And maybe people overdid it on the short term, and when they were discounting all sorts of horrendous outcomes in the Middle East. Now, mind you, it's been bad enough there. But as with any crisis, it has to continue to worsen for it not to have been discounted by the market. And since we've now had the turnover and nothing too horrific has happened just yet, there's a bit of a respite here for as far as the markets are concerned, and that's led to some short covering and, more importantly, to some long buying. Volume's still been light, however, and that is a potential problem overall. Then again, the interest rate, people are resigned to that, and it's been pretty well discounted. Market's a little bit softer in here today, but I wouldn't be surprised if, nothing surprises me in this choppy ranging markets, but I was going to say maybe the market's steady a little bit afterwards, and there's plenty of good news around, and there's plenty of cheerleading around as well. And as part of that good news, the oil price has weakened, although it's up today. And I actually took advantage of this sell-off. I'd been said I would do this, and I bought some natural gas in here today. Now, getting back to the stock markets. So we have seen some improvement in confidence overall, and there's no clear technical evidence yet that some of that won't continue, but we are short-term overbought. We are up near prior resistance levels. And the only really significant breakouts that we've seen that I'm aware of are in that Australian S&P ASX 200 index, but that had been much stronger all along than the others. And the other one is that the Tokyo, that little second section index, has extended its upward break. I've been talking about that as well. But the others are near resistance, looking a bit overbought. So one would expect, even if the optimists, the bulls, are right on stock markets, one would expect a pause here in any event. But overall, my feeling is that even if we go through on the upside and with more indices, and indeed we may. Sorry about that siren, but I don't think they're coming towards us here. I doubt, even if we got some of the upward breaks, I doubt that markets would run a long way on the upside. I mean, it is possible because of the liquidity, all that liquidity that's been sloshing around. Bush is picking up in the polls. That's another plus factor, given the history of incumbents looking like they might get reelected. So there are a number of little factors here which can certainly keep stock markets in the trading range or even push them a little bit higher. But is this going to be another big run on the upside? I don't buy it. The patterns don't really support it. Those big ranging patterns are usually unreliable continuation patterns. And as you know, we lost the uptrend consistency that we had last year. This year, I don't like the leadership in terms of the weakness of the bank shares. I really do think that that's quite important as well. So how to play it, though, as long as I don't think that markets are about to collapse in here. So one can play this, but selectively. I favor the high yielders, as I have all year, and they are, for the most part, holding up. defensive issues, cyclical issues. I prefer the mining stocks, energy stocks, for instance, as you know. But this is a higher risk environment. That's the bottom line. It's a much, much riskier environment. And given that fine Robin Griffiths piece yesterday, you remember whether people were going to be long, in other words, long only investors, or were they going to be long cash, choosing whether to be long or to have a high degree of cash, I think one ought to be building the cash. That's certainly what I want to be doing. Or are they long short, like the hedge funds? Well, I can tend to trade my own account a bit like a hedge fund here. So I do have some shorts in some stock market futures, and I'm under the water here on those at the moment. But I'm not inclined to cover them up near these resistance levels and against the background of the short-term overbought indicators. And big picture, this is a secular bear market for Wall Street, as I define over and over again, as a cycle of contracting PE ratios. And that good economic news, and the website's full of that here today, in terms of articles talking about that, is bearish. To whatever in proportion with the extent to which it drives up interest rates. It's very important to bear that in mind. So my preferred strategy overall is raise cash on the rallies. Moving on to government bonds, they're firmer in here today, and possibly because we've got some softening in stock markets right now. So the bonds are firmer, and what I would well, my view is that, as you know, that the global bull market, the secular bull market in government bonds, actually ended in June of last year, and that we are in the late stage of top formation activity, and that this top formation activity will be followed by a secular bear market in bonds. In other words, long-term yields, long-dated yields rather, will be rising over the long term. So I'm not interested in buying these. I'm more interested in shorting after rallies, and I hope we get a bit more rally. The U.S. Treasuries are currently above where I last took profits on a short position, and J, gosh, wasn't that annoying? Great door slamming. And the JGBs are still rallying a bit in here as well. So that's favorable. I'd love to see them push up a bit higher, and my next decision there will be to short if I don't miss the opportunity. And I'll watch these every day, although not on Thursday and Friday of this week. Next, currencies in here. Well, this has really been toing and froing and range-bound activity, but the Euro is up a cent, actually 103 right now, back to 121.84 against the US dollar. So today it's the turn of the Euro, and to be a bit stronger overall for the and the, today's the turn of the yen to be softer. So dollar yen's back up to 109.27. So it's quite a soft yen here today. These are choppy, ranging markets. We don't get, as you know, we don't get secular trends. We very seldom do in these currencies, if only because no government can stand a very strong currency beyond 2 or 3 years, and they start to complain. And my bottom line view, though, is that the dollar has completed its technical rally, its medium-term technical rally, and that it will range a bit lower overall, not a whole lot lower. And I maintain that there isn't going to be any big dollar collapse, because the start of that would drive interest rates up, or and we would see hyperinflation that people have worried about in terms of talking about a US dollar collapse, because real hyperinflation, of course, would drive bond yields up so far. And bond yields, government bonds are a much bigger factor in the economy today than they were when we saw some of the earlier hyperinflations among what were then the more advanced economies. So it's just not feasible. It has its own correcting mechanism, within the interest rate cycle. So my feeling, though, is that the inflationary pressures are going to be moving upwards, and that's all that money creation, credit creation that we've seen in the big fight against deflation. Deflationary pressures, I should say. Now, what else to talk about? If liquidity is going to push up stock markets in the short to medium term, and that's a debatable point, but the better plays I maintain would be in some of the supply inelasticity trades. They got hit yesterday. Number of them are up in here today. Silver doesn't look like I'm going to see my bids filled. Silver is up 9 cents as I speak, 5.96 on the September contract. My baby step bids to increase the position start at 5.80, but I would happily buy on a decent setback, a bigger setback, and I would happily lighten on a stronger rally. It's currently in a no man's land, for me right now. And looking at some of these industrial metals, I think they're all stronger today. And again, they were hit yesterday, but some good gains in here. For instance, lead is this fourth time lucky for me here, pushing back up. It's 8.31, up 44. So regaining much of the losses that we'd seen over the previous couple of days. And orange juice, that had the big day yesterday. It's currently down 75 cents at 62.65. I've got an in-the-money stop on that, as I do with lead. Soybeans are near a 10-time out of the money on those. 6.92 today, down 34.5. That last rally had occurred on forecasts that we might have quite a hot, dry July in the main soybean-growing regions. My point on this, the long-term point, is that I do favor the supply inelasticity trades if we're going to have more bubble reflation in here and if we're going to have stronger GDP growth. Whenever we've had synchronized economic recoveries in the past, that has tended to be inflationary, and it's quite understandable that that would be the case. And I think this current cycle is unlikely to be an exception, despite all the cheap goods coming out of China and elsewhere in the developing world. And certainly, the demand for commodities would be very, very strong. And I think that's pretty much it at this stage. Except I just give you a wrap on oil, which has been coming down in consecutive days. It's currently up 72 cents on the crude NYME. And that'll help to lift the natural gas and that I picked up here today a little bit as well, if that holds. So these oils are looking a little bit short-term oversold, but we are in the throes of a medium-term consolidation there. Have an excellent remainder of the week. Enjoy Owen's comments of the day. I'm sure they'll be interesting. And have a splendid weekend as well.